What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Monday to you. Hope you had a great weekend. I had a great weekend. We all had a great weekend if you are an Astros fan. And I would say we all had a great weekend if you were a fan of the starting offense for the Houston Texans on Saturday. Those were the two big things we needed this weekend. Three big things we needed. Joy, a nice drive from the first string offense, at least Saturday's first string. And I'll take two out of three from the Yankees, especially when the Sunday game is a stark reminder that we and Jose Altuve are their daddies. Good morning, Seth. How are you?
Good morning, yeah. And I'm. It's interesting when you have to clarify, hey, Saturday's starting offense, because it wasn't your starting quarterback. It was two or three of your non-starting offensive linemen. It wasn't your starting running back. And yet, the process in that first drive by the Saturday starters was just so much better than what we saw in the preseason last year, particularly on the offensive line. So I saw a lot of promising things out of the offensive line that are almost player independent, because Blake Fisher didn't play well, and yet at the same time, he didn't play well in a better manner in which he didn't play well last year. You know what, it was different, Sean? I could break down and watch the film and say, oh, okay, this guy's just getting beat. Whereas last year I would watch the offensive line and say, I don't know what the hell any of these guys are doing. Your guess is as good as mine as to what they're supposed to be doing and who's at fault here and all that. I think we saw some really good things just in terms of having a crisp and concise and just a sharper offense in general. And it's one series versus a bunch of backups and a smattering of starters with the Vikings, but it's a cleaner operation right now.
Definitely a cleaner operation. Definitely an operation that looks like the coaches know what they're doing. And look, I get it. They're going against twos for the Vikings. So this is nothing that we're taking and changing the season win total on the Texans over this or anything like that. But if they're going to go out there and do something against the twos from another team, I would like my twos to go on a 10-play, 74-yard drive where it's five runs, five passes, really no negative play. The only negative play on the whole drive was Davis Mills missed a wide-open Cade Stover. It probably should have only been like an 8 or 9 play drive because they should have had a touchdown on that play. Other than that, everything looked great.
And even on that, Sean, even on that one too, there's some room because CJ had a little bit of a misfire, what looked like a misfire with Dalton Schultz in the scrimmage on Thursday. Yeah. And I think I'm not making excuses or anything. I think they are still learning this offense and some of the nuances of how they're gonna run their routes versus different looks. I think there's probably still a little bit of a disconnect there. So I'm hesitant right there to blame either Stover or
Mills.
Davis.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that guys are getting schemed open and sprung open, and that a lot of it is because of play action and some of the things they're doing on the offensive line. That's the promising part at this stage. I think they got to refine everything, sure.
What did D'Amico Ryans think of that first drive by the offense on Saturday? By the way, they lost the game 20-10, but honestly, that first drive was the only thing I needed on Saturday night. I'm like, offensive operation with guys that are going to be on the team this year looks good. I'll gladly sit and watch the rest of it here, but that's what I need. Here's D'Amico Ryans on that first drive.
For the game today, I was really pleased with our first offensive group, the way they stepped out, very efficient. I liked everybody just being calm and composed. Davis did an excellent job of driving the ball down the field, commanding the huddle, putting the ball in really good placement. Then to see Dare have a couple of nice runs there, playing behind his pass, and it was a really nice finish to the drive with Berrios. Like him not only catching and securing the football, but finishing physically through the end zone.
Okay, I think a couple things here that I think Texan fans need to know who haven't been at camp, and certainly we were two of just a few people who were in West Virginia. That's been Davis pretty much all camp, except for one bad practice where he threw a couple of picks. Davis Mills has looked really, really good. Granted, going against twos, but he's looked really, really good. Dare Ogunbowale is getting 15 to 20 touches a game, something's gone horribly wrong with these injuries in the running back room. And yet, it was nice to see them just to be able to plug Dare Ogunbowale in, and he gets 29 yards on 5 carries, and it wasn't like he got 21 of those 29 yards on one carry and the rest got stuffed at the line. I would say, just going back and looking, like all 5 carries had really positive things from the offensive line going there.
And there were times, too, as well as Ogunbowale played, there were times where I'm watching it, and I'm thinking, okay, what would Mixon do in this situation? Yeah. Some of those runs could have been a lot higher. Just
sure.
With a little, I mean, obviously, Mixon's a better running back than Ogunbowale.
Yeah.
But just in the quickness of some of the reads and then the explosiveness after you make the read, those Ogunbowale 5, 6, 7 yard runs really could have been 15, 20 yard runs by
yep.
Joe Mixon.
Yep.
So that was promising.
Here was D'Amico Ryans on the job the offensive line did on Saturday.
And from my point of view, our O-line did a really nice job of controlling the line of scrimmage, which when we did run the football, there was no one in the backfield. There was no penetration, and it all starts up front. So I feel like those guys did a really nice job of setting the tone. And that's what we want to see from the offensive line. You come out, be physical, set the tone for the offense. And I thought that first group did a nice job of that.
And part of that is, I think, just the type of run scheme that they're going to use last year is going to be probably a stark departure from what Bobby Sloak was doing. And without getting overly technical about it, the Texans are going to lean into double teams and plays like duo, etc., compared to as much zone blocking. And what that does, for me, I've always felt like it simplifies things for the offensive line. And remember what was tough for the Texans' offensive line last year? It was whenever defensive linemen were slanting, they would just lose track of guys. There'd be deep penetration in the backfield. There were some really good moments of slanting defensive linemen by the Minnesota Vikings where the guys just, they got washed and it helped create a bigger hole. Ursary, the rookie, did that a couple of times, handled slanting defensive ends really, really well. And that was really from the get-go last year. It was one of the biggest problems on that offensive line. So they seem to have hemmed that up a bit.
Yep.
There's a part of coaching offensive line. I guess coaching in the NFL in particular, it's always a balance of like, okay, you gotta find a way to make the high Wunderlich guys play a little dumber, and you gotta have the low Wunderlich guys play a little smarter.
Yeah.
So for the offensive linemen, bunch of analytical nerds, and they'll try to solve any algebra problem you give them. But the problem is, it's like trying to solve an algebra problem while wrestling a grizzly bear, and you gotta find that balance where you can just get them still being smart offensive linemen, but still playing aggressively and physically. And so far, just from what I saw in training camp, the last couple days of padded practices, and then in the preseason game, I think Popovich is doing a pretty good job of that. This feels like a much more caveman-like offensive line. And I like some cavemen. You know, intelligent, intellectual
sure.
cavemen.
Sure,
but,
yeah.
But cavemen nonetheless.
Cavemen that you know their next of kin are going to really continue that evolution to, you know, being able to speak and eat with utensils and things like
right,
that.
Right, yeah.
I think that's where this O-line is. advanced cavemen. Yes.
Open a door in your Flintstones vehicle right. for your girlfriend instead of maybe, you know, the way they used to be portrayed in cartoons.
Right, right.
Instead of flashback to the stuff that, wow.
Little, yeah, these were very misogynistic cartoons, and I enjoyed these, yes.
Cartoons really did a number on our generation.
They did. We're coming out of it now.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, I know this is what I know people want to hear from you because I think they saw the reaction on social media to it. I think they saw it with their own eyes. You had a really good YouTube about the offensive line in general in that first drive if you want to go find it on Seth's YouTube channel. But I think people are very curious what your thoughts were on the debut of Arianti Urcery.
I think he's got the potential to be really, really good. And some of that was in the run game where I said there were a couple times where the defensive end slanted inside and Urcery had to redirect and handled it really, really well. That was notable because that was one of the knocks against him in college was that sometimes he didn't redirect well when guys slanted to the inside. And he's got those long arms and he uses them really well. When I talked to Danielle Hunter last week, that was one of the points he made about him is that he's a technique guy. Mm-hmm. And that might sound like a simple thing, but some offensive linemen, especially bigger dudes, they've gotten away in college with just kind of bullying people, and they're not as focused in on their technique. Ursary's really honed in on his technique by rookie standards.
Do you have a gut feel on what you would if you were D'Amico Ryans, what you would trot out there as the first set of tackles in week one against the Rams?
With Cam Robinson, I just don't know.
The Robinson injury is a huge fly in the ointment. I get that. Yeah.
And Ed Ingram played well at right guard.
He did.
Juice Scruggs did some good things at left guard. So this all affects, you know, how you're going to play the offensive tackles, obviously, because of Titus Howard. So Ed Ingram played well at right guard. It's against backups. He's been a starter before. Maybe in this scheme, it's just the right fit for him. If they like Ed Ingram, then I like moving Titus Howard out and keeping him out there at right tackles because Blake Fisher is not the guy.
Right.
If they don't feel comfortable with any of the guys who are competing at right guard right now, then I think you got to put Titus Howard at right guard and then Urcery at right tackle and Cam Robinson at left tackle.
Yeah.
So it's almost just who do you like at right guard and do you feel comfortable with him that you can keep Titus Howard out at right tackle.
Yeah, well, and now Juice Scruggs has found his way back into the mix. Now, granted, he was at left guard because they gave Lakin Tomlinson. They gave two offensive line vets the night off on Saturday, Titus Howard and Lakin Tomlinson. Juice Scruggs obviously fits into this puzzle better for his sake than he did 2 weeks ago when he was running with the threes.
Scruggs did some good things against defensive linemen. He was not good when he got up to the second level. He really had a hard time staying attached to blocks. And That's a big question for me. Blake Fisher had the worst outing of all those guys that started the game. Juice Scruggs did some good things, but I still don't feel measurably better about him as a guard than I did at the end of last year.
What about Andrews, real quick, before we go to break here?
Andrews I thought was fine, and I don't know if he did anything to, you know, win the competition or anything, but for what they want to do in terms of just being physical at the point of attack, I think he's still ahead of Jarrett Patterson. Mm-hmm. I think both those guys have some big question marks when it comes to pass protection, but Andrews is just a stouter, more physical dude. I've told you, when I look at if I were a nose tackle just playing against the run, and I had to choose, hey, which guy do you think you're going to have a better game against? I think I'd have a better game against Jarrett Patterson right now than Jake Andrews.
That makes sense. All right, off and running on a Monday, Reaction Monday. It's a Reaction Monday. We had Texans football on Saturday. Hey, we had Astros baseball over the weekend, too. I would say a good weekend for the Astros. Tonight is going to be electric. Tonight's going to be one of the more electric regular season games, especially in the month of August, that we've had in the last several years. Homecomings galore and a return to the mound for what's been a pretty successful rehab from a Tommy John surgery. Big night out at the yard. We'll recap the weekend. The good news and the bad news for the Houston Astros. And we'll do that coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.